last time we talked, Adam, I think you were, I'm pretty sure you were married, but I don't think you were a dad yet, or at least we didn't talk about it. How's being a dad? What's it like?
Man, it's the greatest butt kicker in the world. it's really intense, you know, and I'm so blessed to have my son Jack and my amazing wife Tierney. And, you know, it's interesting because my wife and I have always been under the agreement that when we had a kid, if at all financially possible, we didn't want to have him go to daycare, you know, so long as we could afford to have her stay at home. So we kind of had saved for that in mind, and I kind of have, you know, being a freelance musician, it's always kind of up and down, but there are certain things at this point in my life that I can't assume, but I can pretty strongly bet on, you know, being more or less the same. So when he was born in October, she didn't go back to work, and she hasn't yet either. So it's, you know, in addition to being a father, being, you know, the sole financial provider has been a very interesting challenge as a freelance musician, but one that I'm, you know, I enjoy. It stresses me out a lot, but it also is really gratifying to know that I'm able to take care of my family with music.
Well, interesting. I want to get to some of the songs on the album, but you sound more relaxed than the last few times that I've talked with you.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny that you say that because, you know, if you talk to my wife and my parents, you might hear the exact opposite. But, you know, okay. I don't know. I've learned to roll with the punches a little bit more, and being a father has definitely put things into a perspective that, you know, I definitely couldn't have. I mean, you hear about it, and I was kind of putting it off. Friends would say, oh, but, you know, it's a life-changing thing. Well, duh. But I was like, you know, I'll be able to go on and continue doing my thing more or less. And I don't know. I feel musically like things are in the right place, and I'm just trying to continue to, like always, keep hustling and get the next thing on the books.
Adam Larson is who we're talking to. The new album is called Second City. And going back to your dad thing, who even is that? First Step, Sleep Now. Those are the songs on the new album. Is it related to your child?
Sleep Now is. It was kind of written preemptively before he was born as a lullaby. And it's my playing has kind of had the adverse effect on Jack. Usually when I play, he gets really excited and he wants to come in, and he started dancing a little bit recently, which is really cute to observe. Yeah, there's a tune on the record called Out the Window, which is a song that we actually kind of composed together a little bit because I was on dad duty, but I wanted to try to finish this song for an upcoming performance. So I sat Jack on my knee, and he was at the bay window in our old apartment. He put his fingers down, you know, on the keyboard, which he had never really seen before, and what he put down was actually a pretty nice chord. So we wrote I wrote a tune based off of that. So some of them come from, you know, inspirations of being a new dad, and some of them come from other things that I've dealt with, I guess.
Besides Smells Like Teen Spirit, everything else is original on the album?
That's correct. And like, this is my fourth record, and out of the four records, I've done two covers. So I always struggle with a cover, whether or not to do it for several reasons. But I, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit was a really random pick for me. I've always liked that song.
Well, let me ask you this. The original, when Nirvana put this out in 1991, I mean, it was like a Molotov cocktail against corporate America, at least corporate music. You were just a wee child, I think, when that would have come out. When you first heard that song, or when it became part of your consciousness, how did Smells Like Teen Spirit hit you?
When I first heard it at the Iowa City Jazz Festival when I was 15, the Bad Plus was playing it, and I thought it was a Bad Plus composition, and I didn't know it was a Nirvana song until my wife and I were sitting in the apartment before she was pregnant, and it came on, you know, Apple iTunes, you know, whatever, and I said, wait a minute, I know this song, but I've never, why are there lyrics? And my wife looked at me like I was, you know, a complete idiot, and rightfully so, but, you know, I didn't, she was like, yeah, this is a Nirvana song, and I until that point thought it was honest to God, you know, a Bad Plus composition.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Why did you want to record this song? Because the Bad Plus did it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I felt like I was practicing some kind of unrelated intervallic thing on the saxophone, and for whatever reason, I heard the theme to Smells Like Teen Spirit, and you know, my music that I write, I think, you know, it's funny when you sign up for like distribution stuff for through CD Baby or other online platforms, you have to like select a category for your music, and I always just want to select instrumental rock because I don't really feel like most of my, like moving into a new building, for instance, and people say, what do? And I say, I'm a jazz musician, but then I always kind of qualify it with or follow up with, but it's probably not, you know, the kind of jazz that you might think. And so I think that doing something like Smells Like Teen Spirit, first of all, it's kind of in the same streamline of the things that I kind of write, which is straight eighth and rock influenced and mixed meters and this kind of stuff. Not to say that Smells Like Teen Spirit is mixed meter, but that's the way that I ended up expressing it.
Smells Like Teen Spirit is the song you're listening to. It's the cover from Adam Larson's new album called Second City. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. I want to ask you about your songwriting, and Smells Like Teen Spirit is kind of what got me to think about this. As I was doing something else listening, I kind of got lost and didn't realize it was Smells Like Teen Spirit. And sure. And you, the songs that you write and the way you produce them, the way you arrange them, they're not pretty, generally. There's a lot of virtuosity going on. It's almost more like you're trying to replicate a mood or something than create a memorable hook. Am I characterizing this somewhat accurately?
Yeah, it really depends. You know, like I feel with my compositional process, there's a fair amount of complexity usually to the melodic line. And on top of that, sometimes, you know, there can be complexity to the rhythmic structure of the song. You know, I think one of the compliments that I get on my writing from other people who have heard it in the past or continue to come to shows is that, you know, there's enough of it that can be engaging to people that might not know anything about jazz, or they feel like, okay, there's an element of this that maybe I've either heard before or that I can't quantify that I like that keeps me engaged about it. But you know, I think that there's a fair amount of tunes on this record just came out that can be classified as, you know, perhaps saxophone pyrotechnics, you know, and the fact that there's, you know, very challenging melodies written for the saxophone, and usually when it sounds like it's hard, it's because I've written it on the saxophone. When it sounds like it's less hard, I've usually written on the piano, and that just correlates with my ability on both instruments. I'm a much more adept saxophone player than I am a pianist, you know, and sometimes, you know, like Perpetuity is one that I would agree with your statement about moods, because that song is very, very intense from the get-go, and yeah, there's not a whole lot of let-up until
there's like maybe 30 seconds of piano toward the end, and it's all you pretty much is on that one.
Yeah, it's an intense thing, and you know, also from the physical nature of the melody, it's difficult to play on the instrument too, and that kind of, I guess, again corresponds with the mood I was trying to depict for that certain song. Over the last four records I've done, I have a fair mix of tunes that would fall into that category of more of a overall mood, but I also feel there's plenty of tunes in there that have enough rhythmic, interest in it to maybe, again, draw in somebody who may have gone through the jazz show thinking they're going to hear, you know, whatever they're thinking they're going to hear, and they walk away from it saying, okay, maybe that wasn't what I thought jazz was going to be, but hopefully they like it.
Well, one more song, Breakout. I want to ask you about, you mentioned just a minute ago about writing songs on the piano versus writing on the saxophone, and the song Breakout from this album is something that really caught my ear. I love what the piano is doing in this song. It almost sounds like it's tickling somebody.
Kudos to Rob Clearfield, who plays Wurlitzer are on this track, or piano live, or whatever he, whenever he, whatever instrument he decides to play. It's a lot easier to play. Well, not easier, but it's easier from what Rob has told me to play that line on piano than it is to play on Wurlitzer or Rhodes, just because it's easier to dig in, I guess. But again, kudos to him, because his ability to play that line in unison at that tempo, it's a really difficult task, and I wouldn't have given it to him if I didn't think he could handle it. But I think he would probably be the first to admit that it was good that we had the recording session on Saturday and not on Thursday, because we were all still trying to get that line together, you know. But yeah, I mean, again, I'm inspired by you know, what is technically capable on the instrument, and that's, you know, I'm by no means the first person to explore that. A lot of people that I'm interested in, you know, on saxophone, they've done that already, and I'm just kind of trying to go off of the inspiration that I hear from them.
Well, super. Adam Larson, great to catch up with you. Second City is the name of the brand new album. I know a lot of folks looking forward to seeing here in Central Illinois again. Thanks for catching up with us. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thanks a lot for taking the time, as always.